Humboldt County supervisors have approved ordinances allowing tiny house and emergency housing villages, but Southern Humboldt's supervisor is concerned about the ability to create them without public review in areas like downtown Garberville. Approved at the August 20th Board of Supervisors meeting, the ordinances create approval pathways for tiny house villages and emergency housing, sometimes without public notification and comment. Both housing types are principally permitted or allowed by right in some residential and commercial zones. Unlike with tiny housing, units in emergency housing villages don't have to meet code requirements and are allowed only when a shelter crisis is declared. As with tiny houses, the emergency housing units are principally permitted in community commercial zones. That's the zoning that covers downtown Garberville, and Southern Humboldt Supervisor Michelle Bushnell flagged it as a concern.
I am very supportive of this, and it's very much needed, and it's very much needed in you know, like Southern Humboldt area, which is already, there's a grant that's been recognized down there. I have some angst about downtown Main Street having no public input. If it goes next to a business or, it's not that I don't think that it should be there. I just think that there should be a process where public input could happen. And I think that the pushback could be large if this were to happen in downtown Main Street. And I don't know what to do about that, but you know, it's residential on the back sides and commercial on the front sides. And it just seems a little odd to not have the public input.
In this exchange with Bushnell, Planning Director John Ford said impacts have been considered, but the emergency housing is geared for homeless people, and public review would likely stop their development.
I will say that that was not something that we didn't think about.
Did or did not?
We did think about it. Absolutely did think about it. The trade-off when you're trying to create housing is that many times there are those who would object to that housing. And so if you allow public input, it can become a very painful process that actually discourages people from even beginning that process, knowing that it could result in many hearings and appeals and it may not get built because of public opinion.
I do understand that, but if you create those housing opportunities in a community and then you have no commercial in that community to put those people to work, what are you creating?
I understand that I don't ever want to be argumentative, but the struggle that we were having is one of the comments by the public was made, it needs to be available throughout the county. And so where can these things realistically be put that are close to services, close to transit, and those are in the higher density residential and commercial zones within the community plan areas.
During a public comment period, longtime housing advocate Nezzy Wade said the range of locations where the new alternative housing can be allowed needs to be expanded.
What I'm seeing in a lot of this is a very expensive institutional model that might be hard for all communities, especially remote communities in Humboldt, to be able to achieve this. It needs accessibility and affordability have to drive this one if we're actually really going to be able to implement this on a broad basis. I see the area of the maps being pretty limited in where this can happen, and I don't know why it's so limited, but certainly communities everywhere need to be able to have the opportunity to support their own in a way that is local. And I think this is one of the options that may be able to happen under those circumstances.
Despite her concerns, Bushnell joined a unanimous vote to approve the ordinances. According to a staff report, there are 922 parcels in the county where tiny house villages are allowed. Zones where public review is required include commercial, industrial, and mixed-use rural. Public review is also required for emergency housing in those zones, as well as some industrial zones and zones considered unclassified. There are about 700 parcels in the county open to emergency housing villages. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.